Sermon 15. Those entrusted with the mysteries of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Let a man so consider us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God. Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? You are already full. You are already rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And indeed, I could wish you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. Consider us as workers of Christ. Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 1, he said, "Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 2. All the words that Apostle Paul spoke to us are deeply meaningful words. There is not a single ordinary word, and he spoke many deep, profound, and truly spiritual words. Let a man so consider us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Christ means that he became the King of Kings, the High Priest, and the Prophet to us, becoming the Savior who removes our sins. It is the word that Jesus Christ became our Savior. We must consider Apostle Paul, or those who have the same faith as Apostle Paul, as those entrusted with the mysteries of God. Now we are those who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior, who was baptized by John, had the sins of the world passed on to him, was crucified to receive the judgment of sin, and resurrected from death. Everyone, not just anyone, becomes workers of Christ. Also, not just anyone knows the mysteries of God. The gospel word of the water and the Spirit that we know much about and preach is the truth of salvation and the mystery of the gospel. The gospel word of the water and the Spirit is the mystery, and only those who know this gospel and believe it in their hearts are those who have received true salvation. Apostle Paul also speaks, "But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by a human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself, for I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this. But he who judges me is the Lord." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. Among the saints in the Corinthian church, there were also those who doubted Apostle Paul's apostleship. However, Apostle Paul says that being judged by you or by other people is a very small thing to him, and he says that when the Lord comes, he will reveal the things hidden in darkness and manifest the intentions of the hearts, and there will be praise from God to each person. How must Apostle Paul's heart have been? Sometimes saints also break the hearts of the ministers, but since they do so because they have not grown spiritually, we must wait. Only Jesus knows why Jesus told us to work as soldiers of Christ, and why the soldiers of Christ are surrounded inside and out and suffer hardships. We also preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. People do not know that those who preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit are the ones who speak the message of the cross that Paul talks about. In reality, those who believe in the Lord have lived receiving many judgments in this world. Jesus Christ is our high priest, prophet, and savior. Everyone, Paul said, let a man so consider us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. What does the word saying workers of Christ mean? It is the word that Jesus, as our Savior, fulfilled the ministry of salvation through three offices. First, it is the word that Jesus Christ is the high priest of the kingdom of heaven. It is the word that Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, took charge of the sins of the world in his body, and saved us by offering his body as a sacrificial offering for our sins on the cross. This is the role of the high priest of heaven. And Jesus is the prophet. He said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John chapter 8, verse 32. The one who preaches the message of the cross to the sinners of this world is Jesus Christ. The Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, is all prophesied words concerning Jesus Christ. It is because Jesus Christ came to this world as the Savior of sinners. Jesus is our Savior and also the King of Kings, who came to this world to save his people from their sins. Jesus, as the High Priest of the Kingdom of Heaven, is the Savior who was baptized by John to save us from the sins of the world and received the judgment of the sins of the world on the cross. He is the fundamental Creator, the Savior who saved us from our sins once and for all through the truth word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and the Good Shepherd of our souls. He is our God. Apostle Paul said, "Let a man so consider us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus Christ came to this earth and became our Savior by performing the ministry of the three offices. This word is the word that he saved us through the message of the cross. The apostles lived on this earth as those entrusted with the mysteries of God. Apostle Paul spoke like this, "For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? You are already full. You are already rich. You have reigned as kings without us. And indeed, I could wish you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has displayed us, the apostles, last, as men condemned to death. For we have been made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and to men." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. It is the word that those truly entrusted with the mysteries of Christ lived a life like Jesus Christ and then entered the Lord's kingdom. Like Apostle Paul, the evangelists of that time lived receiving much persecution from adversaries. It is recorded in the word, "We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. To the present hour we both hunger and thirst, and we are poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. And we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. It says that the saints received the removal of sins in their hearts, became children of God, and lived in glory. While the evangelists lived weak, lowly, hungry, thirsty, naked, beaten, and without a certain dwelling place. Apostle Paul was like that, and the apostles who believed in the message of the cross, like Apostle Paul, were also like that. Just as Apostle Paul was a tent maker, we also now serve the gospel at our own expense. Now the world has changed a lot. In the 21st century, there are many pastors who work receiving a salary in the ministry field. In the old days, when Apostle Paul was an evangelist, far from receiving a large salary, he was busy preaching the message of the cross while being beaten and naked. Apostle Paul was doing self-supporting mission work with the skill of setting up tents and receiving money. It means that in those days, evangelists were not those who did ministry receiving a salary. Apostle Paul's occupation was a tent maker. He was a person who made a living by setting up tents and receiving money. So wherever he went, he set up tents. There he labored, worked, and received money to cover his living expenses. It means he earned money himself to serve the gospel. Now we are also doing self-supporting missions. Ministers all over the world are earning material wealth to serve the gospel. Paul and we do the exact same self-supporting mission. Paul and we now have the exact same gospel content, the exact same faith, and the exact same self-supporting mission. The power of literature ministry is great. In the old days, there was an evangelist named Watchman Nee in China, and that evangelist evangelized and nurtured that vast area of China by making a gospel newspaper. I heard that Watchman Nee was martyred when the Cultural Revolution broke out while he was preaching the gospel in China. I respect him. After he left, his co-worker Witness Lee took over his ministry and did mission work. They are doing literature ministry most actively in the whole world. The power of literature ministry cannot be ignored. Now, as we translate sermon messages and deliver them as e-books, paper books, and audio, people all over the world are reading them, believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, receiving the removal of sins in their hearts, and growing up. Paul was a faithful worker of Christ. He said, "Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 12 through 13. We are workers of Christ. You and I are faithful workers. We are those who are loyal to God's work, as those entrusted with the mysteries of God's gospel now in the 21st century. We are workers of Christ and those entrusted with the mysteries of God, and we are faithful and loyal servants of God before God.